Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to What Is His Message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today is the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verses 8 to 13. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 121. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14 to chapter 4, verse 2. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is never stop praying. The core message of today's readings not only alters our perspective about struggles of life, but also places us in perspective for gracious victories. And when one is within the realm of victory, he or she is enabled, in the words of an American poet, Maya Angelou, not merely to survive in life, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. It is obvious in today's first reading that Moses and the people of Israel applied different styles of prayer for victory against the Amalekites. Not only did Moses go up the hill to pray with a staff of God in his hand, but he also had to keep his hands raised and supported by Hur and Aaron to turn and uphold the tide of battle in favor of the Israelites. Thus, my brother, my sister, God's power is at work in this world, and it is revealed and experienced in and through human effort. In other words, human strength alone does not guarantee gracious winnings. The psalmist says, "From where shall come my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Thus, if we believe in those words, and that the Lord would not let us toil in vain, then as we work, we must pray for the graces necessary to overcome our defects, shortcomings, and heartaches, especially problems within our communities. In today's gospel, the Lord says that prayer must be done continually. We must raise our minds and hearts to God continually and never give in to despair. For in prayer, we become one with the Lord. Our intentions are presented and we listen to the Lord. In prayer, we acknowledge God's presence, God's preeminence. We worship Him and thank Him. And when we pray His word, the Lord enlightens our hearts, not only to perceive Him, but also to acknowledge His plan or plans for us. St. Paul reminds us in this second reading that the word of God is true and equips us for the battles ahead of us. In other words, one who consumes God's word in prayer is enabled to live a life that is pleasing and honorable to the Lord. And he or she is also empowered to believe the words of the psalmist that the Lord will not allow us to fail in life because he is our guard and our shade. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him and he with me. Thus, my brother, my sister, now is the time to open that door, the door of our hearts, to succumb to the alteration of our perspectives of life, and to pray that the will of God, the will that guarantees our victory in life, is bestowed. May the Lord bless us and grant us his goodness. And may he grant us the power to pray and to never stop praying today, this week, forever. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael, the Archangel, pray for us.